close-up is an opportunity for high school students to get an idea of how the government works. So they have breakout sessions where they look at current bills and get to debate them, get to vote on them. They had picked people to be representatives, and then people would come in and debate on the thing, and they'd actually go through the voting process. So just kind of understanding that whole government process. And we take juniors and seniors.
I'm Shirley Yip, and I decided to go to close-up because I've heard from students who went in the past that it's a great experience, and you get to learn more stuff about the government and actually see some of the representatives and senators, and it was really fun.
I'm Adam Erickson, and I decided to go to close-up because, for one, all my relatives that lived in Petersburg have done it. They said it was an awesome idea, an awesome trip to take your senior year. It was great, lots of fun. And it was. And when I was there, I learned how the process works of laws and all that Congress stuff.
Did it make you want to be politically involved when you're 18, or maybe if you are 18, you know, start to actually get more active in politics? Or?
Yeah, it does. Help me understand more what the role of an average citizen is and how more to get involved in politics and all that. So
I really liked going to the Holocaust Museum. It was really sad, but we went there on Sunday and we were there all day.
Yeah. And how about you, Adam? What was something that you particularly liked to do?
I'd have to say the Holocaust Museum as well. You know, they had you learned pretty much everything there was to know about what happened, and that they had shoes from all the victims and a rail car, and I don't know, it was just intense.
Did you guys get a chance to meet with staff or any of the for the Alaska delegation?
We got to meet Don Young, Lisa Murkowski, and Mark Begich.
So how was that? Did you get any good questions in, or get any good answers about anything, or mainly did you hear a speech? Or
I just heard what they had to say. I didn't really ask many questions, but it was good to hear what they had to say.
I didn't ask any myself, but I got to hear a lot of answers to questions that I probably would have asked, like, you know, the whole Sea Otter situation with Don Young, and then immigration policy, gay marriage, all that stuff.
When you guys did the sort of mock Congress thing,
tell
folks a little bit about how that worked.
Well, you start, present a bill. You have one person that presents a bill, and you have a person arguing for the bill and against the bill, and then you summarize it all up, and you either change it as a group, or you vote it down, or you pass it as a group, and you have probably 10 or 12 people in a group, and you all vote on it.
And you do this just with Petersburg folks, or all together with the other close-up groups?
With everybody.
So there's other close-up groups from schools around the country.
There are 260-some kids there.
What bill did you guys pass, or did you pass a bill?
My group did the gay rights marriage, and we passed it.
Kids were grouped into one of 10 groups. So not all of our students, all 28 of our students, were in the same group, as they kind of mentioned. And each of those 10 groups had a bill that they each worked on, and that's how they had a number of bills then for the mock Congress. And they had breakout sessions where each group would again get together and do the debating, as Adam suggested, you know, and that to kind of get the feel for it. And they didn't all have the same legislative thing that they were working on.
What did you guys take away from this trip mainly? What was the most important part of this for you?
Well, I think the most important part was getting out there, meeting new people, understanding how Congress works a little more, how to get more involved in it, and seeing D.C. was amazing.
It was my first trip to the East Coast, so just figuring out how to get everywhere using the metro station and just meeting new people. It was a great experience.
When we met with our representative and senators from Alaska, a lot of questions that were posed to both or all three of them, not only from Petersburg, but there were people from the IDEA school, correspondence school that
in Alaska.
There. Yeah. Yes, in Alaska, that were there at the same time, and there was also students from the Wrangell kids were there with us when we met with our senators and representatives, and Anchorage was there. Was there Kenai was there also?
And Juneau.
And Juneau. So there was a number of other schools from Alaska that met with the representative and senators. So the questions were fielded from all of them. The thing that was quite nice at the end of the Senate meeting with the senators is the senators were late, basically, for a meeting, but were not pushing us to get out of there. Shook hands with anybody who wanted to shake hands with them after the meeting was over with, took pictures with each individual kid as well as with a group picture. You know, very personable, and that was great to see that, that our representatives that we have in Washington, D.C. took the time out of their schedule to meet with all of us.